This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's at times like these with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma that more people wish they had been prepared in advance. And you might wonder, why didn't more people prepare in advance? Part of the answer to that is the mainstream media has been mocking preppers for years. Seriously, the mainstream media has been mocking and defaming preppers and calling it hoarding. Oh, you shouldn't hoard supplies from other people. Oh, wait a second. If you stock up on food and water in normal times and there's no run on supplies, that's not really hoarding. That's just preparing in advance. But you see, here's an angle that most people haven't thought about. The mainstream media is mostly liberal, you know, left wing. And left-wing politics is all about collectivism. It's about eliminating individual liberties and individual self-reliance, and instead having a really big state, a big government that solves all your problems for you and does all the planning for you and all the thinking for you. And that's the whole attitude of the left-wing media, which is why they hate prepping. They really don't want you to be prepared. They don't think you should have a flashlight, water, food, a gravity water filter, you know, iodine, and certainly not a firearm and some ammunition to defend your property against looters. Oh my God, that would be a terrifying thing to the left. They want you to be a victim where you have to wait on FEMA to come rescue you, because government is your savior, you see. Government is your mommy, your daddy, your nanny, and your God. Government provides you everything you need. You shouldn't have to prepare in advance yourself. That would be bad. That would be hoarding. That would be maybe neo-Nazi-like. Maybe you're a neo-Nazi because you bought some bottled water. Maybe you're a member of the KKK because you're hoarding food in 5-gallon buckets. You see, this is the kind of attitude that the left has. And it's absolutely insane, especially when you consider the fact that the U.S. government itself has enough supplies socked away in underground cities built under actual mountains, you know, cave tunnel systems in several places across the country, so that the government can survive a decade or more of a nuclear holocaust. And the government can make it through a decade of living underground if they have to. They've got the food, water, medicine, ammunition, medical equipment, antibiotics, seeds, everything stockpiled for a decade or more. But the ready.gov website says that you, a citizen, well, you should prepare for about 3 days. Yeah, have about a 3-day supply of maybe a couple of extra boxes of Pop-Tarts and Wonder Bread in your pantry. But the government's got 10 years of mega supplies, billions of rounds of ammo. And they call you crazy if you prep for more than 3 days. Well, now, thanks to these storms, all of a sudden, non-preppers are looking like fools, and those who have been wise enough to prepare are looking like geniuses. But it's more than that. It's that people who prepare do not become a burden on the system. You know, the system has to rescue a lot of people who did not prepare. And it's tough on emergency responders and law enforcement and sheriff's deputies and everybody else. National Guard, troops, State Guard, people who have to rescue you because you didn't prepare. They have to bring you food and water and medicine and blankets and a cot and everything else you need because you didn't prepare. Well, I mean, you rhetorically. They didn't prepare. So they become a burden on the system. And yet those who did prepare have been able to assist those in need. The preppers are the ones who are helping others, because the preppers are doing just fine. The preppers made it through the storm, through the flooding, through the high winds. The preppers are out there helping other people. You know, I'm a good example of that. I went right through Hurricane Harvey. It enveloped my ranch, my warehouse operation for Health Ranger's store. We were inside the hurricane and we were shut down for a day. But you know what? Even though my community lost power, I didn't lose power because I had a transfer switch and a John Deere tractor with a PTO generator. I fired up the John Deere, fueled it up with diesel, and boom, I had electricity. Wasn't offline. So I was able to post stories and we launched a fundraising effort. We donated 50% of all our revenues from the Health Ranger store to victims of Hurricane Harvey. So with your help, lots of fans, lots of readers, we raised over $60,000 for Hurricane Harvey victims. How do we do that? Because we weren't panicked. We weren't in a desperate emergency mode from lack of preparedness. So we were prepared. We didn't become a burden on the state. We didn't become a burden on rescuers. We were able to help others in need. And that's the bottom line. And that's why, frankly, the entire mainstream media owes the prepper community a massive apology. For all these years of mocking preppers and making fun of preppers, oh, your tinfoil hat and your bucket of beans, you know, all the stupid things they've said about preppers, it's the preppers who are solving problems and helping others and are making it through these very devastating events with their lives intact. And that's why you should be a prepper as well. To plug my store, you know, we're big into prepping. We've got over 600 products at healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are preparedness items. And we lab test all the dietary supplements and superfoods and everything else. We've got storable, certified organic food. We're one of the few in the world to offer such a thing. All certified organic, USDA certified, inspected, audited, lab tested, everything. It's the most heavily scrutinized storable food product in the world, and you can get it only at healthrangerstore.com. So if you want to really get prepared and you want to support a good cause, go to healthrangerstore.com. We've got you covered. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I want to thank you for all of your support, and I want you to stay safe. I want you to be prepared. And just like we do, I want you to help those in need as you can. And that requires you to be prepared first yourself. Help others as you can, and you too can help save lives as our world becomes more chaotic and unpredictable by the day. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.